welcome to the Road of Faith Seminar, my friend. Thank you for tuning us in, and I hope you stay with us as we got some really good stuff coming up. And don't want you to go anywhere and miss anything. So we believe that everything we're doing here is to help people come into a wonderful relationship, a one-to-one, thought-to-thought, mind-to-mind relationship with the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit, and it's wonderful. So we have been trying to expose everything for you, spell it out for you the best we know how to do about this relationship, about this place that you can come into that's available to every believer that wants to get to this place with him, and eliminate a lot of that mystery going on in your life. You know, when you really hook up with Jesus in this way, when you've given him everything, and you've given him your total life, your will, and you've decided in your heart that you want to do it his way. You want his plan. You want his things. And when you come into that place with him, well, it changes your whole perspective about yourself. It changes your whole perspective about life, about your purpose, about what's really going on here in the matrix. You know, so many years ago, well, not so many years ago, just a few years ago, he gave me this analogy about the matrix. It was shown to me like a modern day parable from the Lord. He used this movie to show me what was really going on here on earth. Now, he basically was saying this, it is not exactly like what everything is going on the earth, but it is very much like what is happening in reality here on earth, is what the movie was depicting about all those multitudes of humanity that were stuck in those power generators, just laying there as the machines kept them busy with distractions, with things that they thought was their life, that they thought were real, that the people that's laying in those power generators, those pods, those things that they were encased in that sapped them of all of their energy and all of their who they are and what they are and actually turned them into a battery to power the machines. That's what the horror that mankind was experiencing in the movie. And so they had complete control over the people because they kept them in this place of deception. And as he showed me this back, I can take myself back to those days, and I began to, you know, become aware, and he began to show me all of these things about what's really going on here, about the deception that's going on here. And people are just completely fooled, completely engrossed in what they think is real, and what they think they're getting the whole truth. Now, there is a reality that runs here. It is a reality. The natural material realm is real, and and that's the difference between the movie, the things that they were feeding them, the images and the things that the people were all involved in was being fed to them by the matrix. And they were basically believing these false perceptions that were coming to them in those power generators, those millions of people. And that's very much what's going on like in our day. Many people just laying in darkness. They just don't know the truth of what's really going on. They do not recognize the working of Satan or the demons. They don't recognize. They're in the dark concerning him, concerning their working and what their plans are on the earth and what they're doing through evil men and women. And that's going after the power to control more people. And these people are demonically inspired people. And they are demonically, some of the ones at the top are infested with demons and controlled by demons. And they're afraid of the demons. And the demons tell them what to do. And here they've got, you know, enormous amounts of wealth. Enormous, these families. Enormous amounts of wealth. And yet they're in bondage in some degree in their lives. They think they're getting it over. They're power-hungry people. And they think they're getting it over on everybody else. But the truth of the matter is they're not getting it over on God. They're not getting it over on God. And he understands and sees right through it all. And the people that hook up with Jesus can actually see the real of what's really going on here in this world system. And Jesus went on to explain to me, said that this movie is like very much like what's really going on in this life and what the enemy is really doing in the lives of people and deceiving them to the truth. And what is the truth? Well, the truth is that we're fallen from God as a race, as humanity. We've been separated from him, so we don't know just how bad it really is because we're in this separated condition with the Lord. And so there's that blindness that exists, that blindness that people don't see and understand the reality of Jesus. They don't see and understand what God has done through Jesus. They don't see or understand where they really are and that they're lying in this dark place. They think they see, but the only thing that they're seeing is the stuff that the devil's feeding to them. Okay? The real light comes to human being when he hooks up with Jesus and is able through Jesus to perceive what's really happening here. Otherwise, you're going to be lying in a deceived place. We don't want that. We want you to come into reality with the Lord and see what the enemy's really doing in this life and in this realm and how people are blind. And the awakening needs to happen in people's life. They need to awaken to the truth of Jesus, awaken to their condition before God. And they don't even realize it, that they're in this terrible place. They don't realize it. But many of them, they want to stay there. That's the thing. Now, he wants you to understand something, that your will is involved in all of this because his will has already been proclaimed and pronounced. He's already told you what his will is, and that is his will is for everyone to come into the kingdom through Jesus. That is God's will for everyone to come into the kingdom through Jesus, through faith in the grace of God. That's what God wants to happen for everybody. So he's already done it for us. His will has already been done. It's already been taken care of. And so there we are with our will. What are we going to? Are we going to agree with it? Are we going to come into it? Or are we going to resist him? We're going to resist it and want to stay where we are. Well, you can stay in your, you can stay in that other family if you want to. You know? Why anybody want to stay in there? I do not know. Cause I mean, I'm on the other side of this thing. I was in the other family before now, and I'm on the other side of this thing. And I tell you, reality is so much better and understanding is so much better, to where you're not blind to the truth of things. Hallelujah. And knowing the Lord coming into the kingdom, it means everything. And so that's why we're on here, to expose more and more this relationship that a man, that a woman can have with God through Jesus Christ, to know the Lord personally, your own self, to hear him, your own self, to be directed, your own self into his perfect will every day, every minute, every hour. And that is our goal. Do I always do that? Am I always in his perfect will every minute? No, I'm not, because I'm not looking to him every minute and every hour like I ought to. But I'm getting it better than I used to. I'm starting to understand a little better than I used to. And so I'm sharing with you the things that have been revealed to me in this walk with the Lord, that you can hit it. You can hit it more times than not. You can get into a place where you don't miss God like you used to. Well, you thought maybe it was him, but you misunderstood, or you jumped the gun, or got the timing wrong, or whatever. I've done all these things. Got the timing wrong, jumped the gun, got too big a hurry, da-da-da-da-da, on and on. Missed God, missed his perfect will. But I'm endeavoring, this is my desire, is that I want his perfect will. I want to know what he wants to do in life, in things in this life. I want to understand and know the direction that he has for my life and the purpose. I want to know, I want to be part of his purpose for me, you see. Well, it comes through the desire of your heart. And if you desire that with him, well, listen, there's nothing that can stop you. I mean, the enemy will try to distract you, try to get you off track, but there's nothing that can stop you when you've got that desire to draw near to him, and him to, because he's going to draw near to you, and you're going to connect, and you're going to find out things, and you're going to see the truth of things about you and in you. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the true things that have happened in you that you since you've hooked up with Jesus. And if you haven't hooked up with Jesus, well, you need to. So, well, we want you to just hook up with him by faith right now. Just say, Lord, I believe in your grace for me. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose from the dead for me. I believe that God did this through you for my benefit, for my redemption. And trust in him. Put your trust in him, what he did, to make you right with God. It's not about how good you can do it, how good you can live your life. It's not about that. It's about understanding that through Jesus, everything's going to be all right from now on between you and God. Maybe you won't get it just right every time, but everything from then on is right with you between you and God, you see. And he's going to help you in every instance, in every circumstance, he'll help you. All that you allow him to help you. Well, we want to get you in this place that I have been enjoying now since March 9th of 2022. And so we want to try to get you into that place with him where you can just share with him and everything in your life. And you can hear from him thought to thought, mind to mind. And because your purpose and his purpose are the same. You know, I often ask him, and the reason I do, I often ask him this. I say, Lord, do you have everything? Now, what I mean by that, do you have everything in my life? And I can tell you that if you're worrying about it, he ain't got that, what you're worrying about. He don't have that in you because you went off out of faith and start worrying about something. You know, you went out of faith. Well, when you're worrying about something, you're not in faith about it, you know. Well, he's not a part of that. And so you just want to get yourself into the place where you hear him clearly. And when you do, you can do what he says do in faith, you see. And it's not about being afraid of things. It's a matter of doing things because he told you, and you're just believing him, and you're just going to do it that way. Well, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. I want to be in that place where I can hear from him and then by faith, do what he says do, and not fear, not worry. Listen, that's important that he has all of you. And that means all of your life, whatever the issue is that you're thinking about, that you may be apprehensive about or fearful about, it doesn't matter what it is. You can give that to him. He wants you to cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. And so he wants you to take all of that anxiety, all of that worry, all of those fears, and he wants you to put them over and trust him with it. Trust him with it. And then when you trust him, when you give him all of those things, the all the worry, all the past, all the present, all the future, everything is in his hands. That's why I ask him what I ask him. And sometimes he'll bring it up and he'll say something. I say, well, Lord, do you have everything? Because I want to know from him the truth of the matter, because my confidence and my faith in him and hearing accurately from him is based. Listen, this is important. This is based upon my commitment to him that he has everything. Now, when he has everything, he's going to communicate with you and he's going to show you his will, because you've given him your will. You've given him your life. You've given him your worries. You've given him your past, your present. You've given him all the mistakes. You've given him all the achievements. You've given him everything that you are. And when you're in that place with him and true, and that where that's really true with you and him, then you're going to hear from him accurately, because your own will, your own agenda is not in the mix. His agenda is in the mix, and that's what your attention is on, what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. And that's how come you're going to be able to hear him clear, mind to mind, thought to thought, is when he has everything, and you know he has everything. You know it, and he knows it. Now, many times I'll ask him, I say, Lord, now do you have everything? Because I know, as far as I know, he does, all right? But I ask him, because I could be wrong. I could be in some sort of a deception somewhere. My self-perception could be not right with what he's seeing. See what I'm saying? I want to know it from him who sees all of it. He sees all of me. Completely. Every part. Past, present, future. Where I'm at in my faith. Where I'm at. Am I worrying about something? Whatever. I mean, sometimes I'll ask him, you know, I'll be concerned about something or whatever. Concerned. A lot of times it's just worry and fearful or thinking apprehensively about something coming in the future. And sometimes I'll ask him, I say, Lord, have you got everything? He'll pull it to me and say, well, I said, I don't have that. He'll bring it up to me. Well, I don't have that. Well, I know right off the bat, man, if I want him to have everything, I'm going to give him that worry too. I'm going to give him that apprehensive thought, that thing that I'm not sure about, that thing I don't know what to do about. I'm going to give that to him too. And when I become aware of it, and he says, well, I don't have that. Or I just want to hear it from him. Lord, you see it all. You see everything. You see the true in me. I want to know the true about me, because I want to be in this place with you. Of honesty and thought to thought. I want to be that. That's important to me, to be in that place that I can hear correctly what he's saying to do. Sometimes my mind is, I'm not where he's at on things. What I mean by that is sometimes my will, what I want to do, is not where he's at on it. And so it takes faith to believe, okay, well, he said, well, obviously I say, yeah. He's saying no. No, that's not good. Don't do that. You know, say no, turn the other way. See, now what's he doing that for? He's leading me out of something, and he's leading me into something. He's leading me out of trouble and problems down the road that I can't see, don't perceive, don't have no idea about. He's leading me out of that and into his perfect will and his agenda for me. And I want that. I want his agenda. I want his will to come to pass in my life. And so therefore I want to hear from him about whatever it is, you know. So I'm sharing with you these important facts, that if you will expose yourself like that to the Lord, and you will just give him everything like that that's involved in your will and every part of you, inside of you, only you can do that. Now he will not prompt you. He will not, how do I say it? He's not going to coerce you or pressure you. He's not like that. And he realizes, understand that he gave you a will of your own, and that you are a God creature. You're created in the likeness of God. You are a God creature in his class. You were created a son of God, a daughter of God. Yes, you are. And because of that, you have a will of your own. Now, whether or not you want to serve the Lord, whether or not you want the Lord, that's completely your will. Now, he leaves it completely up to you. And he will not coerce you. He knows what's best for you. And right now, you may not be in his best, but he knows what's best for you. But the thing is that if you're stubborn enough and prideful enough, you don't see things and you're not wise enough to let him direct your future and direct you out of problems and stuff that may be coming, the decisions you make today, the choices you make today, you're going to live in them tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? You're going to live in them tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Those choices, those decisions that you make are going to lead you into certain things in your life, you see. And lead you in certain paths There's forks in the road for you today. Mm-hmm. And it depends on your own will, what you will do, which direction you will go, this way or that way. There's four, and you can't go both ways. You understand? One leads in one direction, one leads another direction, but you can't go both ways. Well, I mean, says, let me just see what's going down this way. You know, let me see. And you're going to find out if it ain't his will, it's not going to be as good. It's not going to, you think it's going to be good. Temporarily, maybe think it's going to be good, but it's not going to be the best that you can come into and understand and experience in this life and the life to come. Because his will is better, it's greater, it's higher, it's more satisfying, it's eternal. And it's a blessing, and you'll be a blessing to other people while you're walking in his will. And that's what it's all about, is to help and flow and get other people to come in touch with Jesus, come into a contact with Jesus. Now, when they come into contact with me, they're coming in contact with him because I am blended with him. So, and I'm for him, I'm with him. His agenda is my agenda, and so I'm only after their good. Amen. I'm only after their good, and I want to share with them the best thing that I know to share with them, and that is Jesus. I mean, there's a whole lot of good things people could do in this life. You know, a lot of good things, a lot of positive things that you can do for people. But the best thing you can do for people is to introduce them to Jesus and pray for them. Pray for their healing. Pray for their encouragement. Bless them. Help them. Give them comfort. Help them to see solutions, maybe something they couldn't see before. And this is stuff that the Lord does through us all the time, every day. And it's a privilege to be able to minister to people every day and touch them for Jesus every day. That's what we should all be about, all of us all the time. Amen. Praise God. Well, we've been talking about the book of Ephesians in these last seminars recently, what a rich book, my goodness sakes. And we need to spend time in this book. And I noticed that the Lord, I mean, there's other places that we could have gone in the Word to at this seminar today, and last week also we were in here. The thing is, man, the Lord brought us back in here to look at these and to saturate ourselves with it more. These particular verses here in Ephesians, and in particular we're in the second chapter this week. And I believe that last week we got to like verse 4 or something. Now, I'm not real sure how far he wants to go. All I know is we're supposed to be in here, and we're just going to be led as we go along and let him bring out what he wants to bring out of his wonderful word that brings us the truth and reality of who we are and what we have because we're in him and we're with him. Wow. And it is vast. It's huge. And it's better than what we can conceive many times. Praise the Lord. But we ended up in verse 4. I'm going to start right here at the verse of the chapter, chapter 2 in Ephesians. And it says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked in the according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or our manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, in the fulfilling of the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you were saved." I believe that's where we ended up there in verse 5. "Even when we were dead." Wow, we were dead in sins. He quickened us together with Christ. And what an amazing thing. So he did everything before we had a chance to realize about it. Praise God. And then we came into the understanding and heard the good news and entered into what he had already done and already provided. Praise God. "And hath raised us up together." Verse 6. "And hath raised us up together." Together with Christ. "And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Now this right here, to understand this, to really believe this, people will read this. They will read this, and they will not stop to consider what that means. They will not stop to consider how amazing and how powerful of a place this really is, that we are sitting right next to the Father. We are right now. Every believer may not realize it. You may not understand it, but that's where He has placed us. And that's the whole thing we're trying to understand. We're trying to get our minds wrapped around the truth and the enormity of what He has done, because it is so great and so vast. It's just almost unbelievable what He has done. It's almost unbelievable. And how would we believe it except that He told us here that we were dead in sins, and He quickened us or made us alive with Christ. And He not only that did that, but He sat us together with Christ, with Jesus, sat us right there next to the Father. That's where He put us. And He hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Sit together. Sit together. In other words, we're positionally seated with Jesus next to the Father. That's how close we are to Him. Do we think of ourselves that way? Do we perceive ourselves that way? Well, that's the whole point. We're trying to perceive ourselves the way that He has shown us that we really are. And it's different than what we thought we were. It's a different place than what we thought. We didn't realize how amazing, how close, and how powerful the Father, what He has done in us, and caused us to sit with Jesus in heavenly places, next to the Father, at the right hand. That's where we are, in Christ, with Him. He's our head, and we are His body, and we are one with Him. Praise God. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For by grace you are saved through faith. By grace you are saved through faith. Not by your works. Not by how good you can do. How good you can perform. Well, if I do enough good things, maybe I can make it in. Maybe St. Peter will let me in the gate, you know. If I weigh in the balances, maybe my good works are outweigh the bad stuff I've done. Let me in. Is that the way it really is with God? A lot of people think so. A lot of people think that's the way it is with God, but it's not the way it is with God. No, it isn't. It is right here. For by grace you are saved. Whose grace? God's grace. You are saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. And that, my friend, is the difference between this, the life of God that has been provided through Jesus, and what everybody else in the whole world believes. Right there. It's right there. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus, by His grace. It's all about what He did. Not about what we do. Not about how good we could be, or how good we could perform. It's about how good He is and what Jesus has done. And He's perfect. He was perfect and is perfect. And when we enter into that, He's the perfect man. And we enter into faith into what He has done for us as humanity. Amen. By grace we're saved. By grace we're saved through faith, through believing what Father has done through Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches. Exceeding riches. Man, we have no idea what we've come into here, what we've obtained. I mean, we sort of do. I mean, just what He's telling us, what we know that we have. I mean, what's been revealed in the Bible that we have. Yes, we know that's true. We know it's there. But to actually see it and to say, wow, look what the Father has done. We're going to come into it. We're going to see it. What belongs to us, we're going to see it. Praise God. And has raised us up there and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Just the thought of that. That we're sitting, we have the ear of the Father. and we're in Christ, and he's with us. Praise God. In the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. It's through Christ Jesus. Amen. For by grace you are saved through faith, and not that of yourselves, and that not of yourselves. It is. It. What is? Everything. All this. It is a gift. It is the gift of God. And we receive it by faith. That's how we receive the gift. And we receive anything from God by faith. Amen. Not of works, verse 9. Not of works. Now you just want to make sure. Not of works, not what you can do, lest any man should be boasting. Now, when we get over there into our kingdom and we see the Lord full on, and we see all that we've got here, it's going to be quite obvious. We're all going to realize, man, there's no way we could have made it here without the Lord. It's not about how good we could do. It's not about how good we could perform. It's about what Jesus has done, and we just entered into the free gift and received it for ourselves. Amen. If you haven't received him today, I want to pray with you today. You've heard the gospel and the good news about Jesus. Amen. Yes, that he died. He carried all of our sins to the cross with him. He became our substitute, and he carried our sins to the cross, and he took them down to hell with him. And then the Father raised him from the dead with a mighty arm and raised him up alive. Out from the dead, he overcame death, hell, the grave. And this new life that the Father brought the Lord up and raised him up out of the dead, out of the grave, this new life that Jesus has, he obtained it for you and I. It's a life that he did substitutionary. He didn't need it himself. We needed his life. And so he did it all out of love and for us. The whole plan of redemption was for us. And so I pray for you today. Lord, we just thank you for this one that's watching today. And we just ask that faith is coming to their heart and believing about you, Lord. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would help them to come in to know you right now. In Jesus' name, why don't you just pray this prayer with them? Say, Lord, I know that I've been away from you and haven't been doing right here. But Lord, I thank you right now. In Jesus' name, I receive your son, your perfect gift to me. I receive that eternal life that you have provided for me through Jesus. I believe that you raised him from the dead. I believe that he died for my sins and sacrificed himself for me so that I could be right with you. And I believe that in Jesus, and I receive Jesus now, and I confess Jesus as my Lord. Did you say that? Just say that. I confess Jesus as my Lord right now. And he will take you, Jesus will take you right out of that darkness, right out of that place of separation. He puts you right into the kingdom of God. Amen. Through your faith and believing that that's what he'll do, and he is doing it right in you right now. Those of you who have prayed that with me right now, he's translating you out of that dark place, out of that deceptive place, into the kingdom of his dear son. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And it's not by your works that you're right with God, but through faith in his grace and his kindness towards us. Amen. Lest any of us we have nothing to boast about. No, the only thing we can boast about is our Lord and our champion, the Lord Jesus. We can boast about him and what he has done for us. Glory to God. And that's what we're doing. And it's what we will do. Amen. For we, looking here, those ones of us who've come into this, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Do you understand that? We who have come into the body of Christ, we who have received the gift of eternal life through Jesus, by God's grace, through faith in what he did, we have been created into Christ. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means we're his workmanship and we've been created into Christ. God has recreated your spirit and blended you now with Jesus. You are now hooked and blended, infused with him, and his life flows into your life and your life is his life. And the Holy Spirit that flowed in Jesus flows in you now. And that same Spirit that raised him from the dead is in you now, has raised you from the dead as you identified with Jesus in this new life. Amen. For we are his workmanship, verse 10, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should live in them or walk in them. Amen. So the good things that come out of us after that we receive Jesus and come into the family of God, those good things we walk out and live into this in this natural realm. It's a proceeding from our heart, from our spirit, this new creation that we are, this joining with the Lord, this now we work it all out here. Well, do we miss it? Yeah, we do every day. Out here in the natural, in our fallen realm, this flesh is part of the fallen realm. We miss it every day. But the idea is to allow our spirit, that new creation that we are with the Lord, in order to dominate this outward man and tell it what it's going to do. That's the idea. We want to dominate the outward man, the outer fallen flesh, and we want to dominate that part, that way of thinking. We want to dominate that with this right here, that we know we're joined with the Lord, and we're to work out this thing, all of these things we're to work out into this realm from the heart, from our heart, from the new created spirit. Can you see that? Amen. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should live in them or walk in them. Wherefore, remember that in being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Of course, now we know that in times past Israel had a covenant in the old covenant, and the Gentiles did not. They did not have a covenant with God. The Israelites did. The descendants of Abraham had the covenant of God, the covenants of promise. Yes, they did. And as Gentiles, we were separated from that, from all that. But God has broken all that down. And he talks about this as we go forward here. Verse 11, wherefore remember that being in times past, that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh who were called uncircumcised. We were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. We were on the outside looking in, Gentiles. On the outside looking in. They had the covenants of promise. They had a covenant with God. We did not, the Gentiles. Amen. Having no hope and without God in the world. Now, that's where we were. Having no hope and without God in the world. Terrible place to be. Or just been deceived with all kinds of other things. Devil doesn't care what you believe as long as it's not this. As long as it's not Jesus, he don't care what you believe. He don't care what religion you're a part of. He could care less. What he cares about is that when you hook up with Jesus, at that point, you have dominion over devils, you see. In your own life, you got dominion over them. Well, he don't want you to find out what you got through Christ. He doesn't want you to find out. But before that, we were without. We were just being deceived, and we were just his patsy, basically. We were just walking in falseness and belief and without God in the world, that's where we were before we hooked up with Jesus. Now we've got a covenant with God, this new covenant with God. And, he's broken down all that other stuff between the Jew and the Gentile and brought us into one covenant through Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's an unbreakable covenant that Jesus has with the Father, unbreakable. And we enter into that solid, sure, steadfast foundation that the Lord has provided for us, and we are in him and with him in this perfect redemption that God has provided for all of us. Praise his name forever. Verse 13 says, but now in Christ, basically saying, having no hope and without God in the world. But verse 13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So those of us who are far off without covenant, now he has brought us near because of the blood of Jesus. Praise his name forever. Amen. For he, Jesus, is our peace, who has made both one, both the Jew and the Gentile, the believer Jew, the believer Gentile. He has made us both one. See that? He has made us both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Glory to God. That's what he has done for us. Amen. So it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or Gentile, what part of the world you're from, where you've been raised, or what you've been told, you are a candidate to come into the kingdom of God and become one with the Lord, just like we are. Amen. That's what he wants for you. Praise God. For he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, opened it up to everybody. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? Glory to God. Having abolished in his flesh, talk about what Jesus did, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of the twain, one new man, so making peace. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we're all one in Jesus. And I'm about out of time. So my goodness, where did this seminar go? Where did he go? Well, I hope what we say, I believe in that we said something that is going to affect your life and make a big difference for you and your perception of what you have with Jesus. Maybe you just came into the body of Christ today, into the kingdom of God, and we welcome you. And we say that all is well between you and God now because you have Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, and it always will be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Well, we give you praise, Lord, for everything you've done in this seminar. Thank you for helping my friend to come into this one-to-one, mind-to-mind, thought-to-thought relationship with you. And we thank you, Lord God, for leading and guiding us in the rest of these seminars. We only have one left after today. Coming to our last seminar of this wonderful series you gave us, Lord, Know Thyself. And we pray for our friend there and for their best. And I want you to know something, friend, that I love you.